Baby Bird, I know you're in there. Come on. Won't you open the door for me? I'm back in here. I miss you so much. I know I fucked up, but I miss you. God, I miss you. Even just a second away from that smiling face. It's way too much for me. You should know that already. I'm pretty down bad for you, so shouldn't come as too much of a shock when all I can do is think of you. Even when this door is separating us and I know you're mad at me. I get it. I do. I fucked up royally, and if I'm honest, I gotta do better, Ken. I gotta do a lot better. To not break your heart. To not make you doubt me. I know I may give off the Playboy vibes, but I'm not. And my heart's all yours. Or I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be standing in front of this stupid door. Looking at it like you can see me. Talking my heart out, hoping you can hear me. Hell, you could have headphones on. I might just be talking to the walls. And if so, so be it. I'll accept that. I don't mind. After all, what can I do except try? Baby Bird, I love you. And I didn't just come to say that. I came to really check on how you are. I know it's been a while since we talked, at least a while to me. And I can't stand it. The idea of distance and all that, it's not my thing. I'd rather snuggle with you in our love nest than... I miss you so bad. Come on, babe. You're killing me here. I know it's a harsh crowd, but I gotta do a lot for you, you know? I gotta make sure you take care of yourself even now. Cause I know how easy it is to not. I do it all the time, hell. I might be the single worst offender of not taking care of myself on the bad days. But baby Bird, I feel like I have to when you're around. I gotta. Because if I don't show you the best example of what I can be and how I can live and what I can do, then you won't believe it. It'll just be some half-baked idea. And I don't do soft boiling. Sorry, babe. Regardless of all that, this probably sounds pretty silly. Maybe I'm making mountains out of molehills and you'll come out and be just fine. But I won't till I see your smiling face. Till I see you 100% back. In that beautiful way you always are. I miss you. And I know that sounds stupid when there's only a door between us. Or maybe it doesn't. I'm just being a hard ass on myself. Don't care. I care about you. I love you. A lot. I love you and I care about you. And I don't just want to say it in words. Words are cheap, right? Actions mean everything. And I feel like if I don't get this off my chest, well, I'd be all puffed up for nothing. All that confidence for what? If I can't even make you smile, then what's the point of it? The whole plot subverted right there. Like a book where it starts with the ending. I don't want to ever get to that ending. And yeah, maybe I'm a certified yapper right now. But all these words, I'm thinking about them. I'm not just throwing them to the wind because I'm desperate. Not yet, anyways. I guess in a way I can't deny it. I'm addicted to you in such a way that some psychologist somewhere would no doubt say, we're too attached. And I would tell him to shut the fuck up and mind his business. That he doesn't know us, and he'll never know us like that. But Ken, I'm not the same without you. I love you, and I want you, and I just need more of you. It sounds stupid when I say it out loud. Because obviously I want more of you. I think I've made that clear. But at the same time, I can't stop saying it again and again. Not because I think you don't get it. I know you do, Ken. Or you wouldn't have been patient enough to go the long haul with me so far. To which I'm very thankful, by the way. I get tired of waiting sometimes. I'm impatient, probably a little too cocky, and have way, way too much on my plate. But that never stopped us from having a great fucking time before, did it? I mean, come on. You know you love me, right? That hasn't changed all of a sudden, right? You must know that I'm not a bad guy, and for what it's fucking worth, I really could never get tired of seeing you in my arms, feeling your breath on my neck. All of it. All of it so unbelievably you, and something I've never had anywhere else. Not to get all sentimental, cause fuck that. Baby Bert, you're part of the reason why I am who I am. Why I've made it this far. When I thought I never would. Being at the top doesn't mean shit to me anymore. You know that? Call me lazy, call me anything. But don't stop calling me yours. That's all I want to be at this point. And I know it makes me clingy, and I don't fucking care. If that makes me bad for you, then I'll be that addiction. It drags us both down to hell if I have to be. If that's what it means to be with you, because I know myself well enough. And I know my intentions well enough to know I ain't fucking gonna do that. So you can look at me with any look you want. Disdain. Joy. All of it. I'll take all that if it means you open the door. I don't want to be away from you any longer. I hate it. Sorry. I know I messed up, but I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you ever. Not even for a moment. And I've already lost plenty of moments just now, you know. Since you've been locked away in there. I just can't stop thinking about you. Can't stop wishing you're right in my arms. Baby, you're that special to me. I don't say these mushy things because I think they're gonna change your mind. I say them because I'm hopelessly in love with you. Well, ain't that some shit, right? That I'm that down bad. That unbelievably into you that I can't even breathe without you. It's like my lungs freeze, my heart stops. The whole thing is a mess. If I'm honest, I'm a mess. But I'd like to be your mess. It's better than cleaning it up alone, right? Making a mess of two lives might be twice as difficult, but I think when my hands are in yours, when you wrap your fingers around mine, and I feel so at home, I don't care about the mess anymore. I just want to stay with you in that moment and stare into your eyes and tell you you're mine and hear you say that you care about me. That's all I want. I don't care about the rest. Okay, I care about the rest, but even if I do, it's not the same, you know? I'm not gonna say fuck the world, because I know you care about it, and I know I do too. But I am gonna say, I've at least understood enough about this crazy thing we call a relationship to know that this can't be the end. I couldn't live if it was. And that's not a threat or anything. Melodrama aside, I'd never hostage you. Never take things that far, you know. Respect you too much for it. Even if I lose my heart along the way. A selfish bastard is only selfish when they only half care. Let's see. I care far too much about you, you know. Sorry, kid. That's one promise I could never make. It's that I could never put you through something that painful. Could never, ever half-heartedly approach things, because you, not only are my sidekick, the one who has my back when my life's on the line. And so, suspension bridge effect, all to the side. I appreciate you as much as I need you. Now you can see me in the positive light of that. A needy man just looking for you, and nothing else will do. Or maybe I'm a spoiled brat trying to bust down the door. Trying to steal you into my arms when you're not ready yet. Sometimes I wonder which one I am. Maybe you could tell me. To my face. Not good enough yet, huh? That's fine. I always was the type to be patient. Maybe too patient. Maybe not patient enough, eh? Yes, it depends on who you ask, right? Whatever the fuck patience really means, I don't want it to stop me from getting to you, from being with you, and from really making you smile. I don't want to be a disappointment. Just a notch on a bedpost, or something you write away in the recesses of your mind, never to think of again. The thought makes me petrified. I think I'd lose all my feathers, stress just thinking about that one. I wanna shelter you with my wings and not fly away. I wanna make this place a love nest again. Not make excuses. I made mistakes. But I won't let those mistakes be what defines me. I want to be more. you. Not just for you. But for myself, too. You can see me in a million different ways. Through a kaleidoscope of colors, and places, shapes, things. Doesn't matter. I just don't want you to look away. I've never been so happy to see you, baby bird. I missed you. I missed you so much. I missed you. God, I missed you. Just the thought of it being too much. It was way too hard to take. I just thought about it again and again. Running a million things through my mind that, you know, I have no business going that far to think that deep. Many scenarios and everything. It's a jumbled mess in there. My heart tied up like a knot. I just want to nuzzle you. Can I hold you? Just like this. Can I hold you? Nice and tight, and warm, and safe. I love you, Songbird. I love you. I love you. I don't take you for granted, you know. I may be an idiot at times, but it doesn't make me heartless. In fact, I think I'm a little too connected to my heart sometimes. I worry it makes me too volatile, too messy. But I can't say no. When things have to do with you. You're my priority. You're what makes my breath get stolen away. My dreams keep going even when I wake up. I love you. I love looking down at you like this. Wings wrapping you up. Arms holding you close. Breath against your skin. Touch, taste, everything perfect. I won't let you go. I won't. I want you to feel so badly. I want you to feel because I'm sick with emotions that I can't put to words. So my hands do the talking, and then you know how that goes. I'm greedy, always been greedy. And I think you've understood that from the start. That I'm so goddamn addicted to you. There ain't any fucking reason to stop now. Don't you think? Shut up. You know, damn. You can't say that now. You already came out. You should have thought about that before you got hooked up with a bird brain like me. No. let me shock you too much, or I might steal your heart all over again. Shh, don't move. Don't you know? It's way too late to stop now. You'd be disappointed, I'd be disappointed. We'd feel like something's missing. We'd go to sleep and have nightmares, right? I hate that feeling. So much frustration of not getting enough touch with you. Enough holding, enough kiss. I want more of you. I need more of you so bad. Relax. You know exactly how our chemistry goes. Lost our fucking minds years ago. And I don't think we're gonna find them here. Don't you think? You're worrying over nothing, baby. We'll make it nothing. Take all your worries away. Just relax. Got it? As much as you can. With me spoiling you, at least. You're so tense, I could feel it. Comfortable down there. Sorry, but that part about patience being something I could do, not fucking right now. I'm afraid my patience may not be the most with you and not in a moment like this. All right. look. Yeah, man. Fucking deny it. I am down bad to hear the voice of yours escape, and I know this door has some sentimental value. The amount of times we made love on it, on my bed, fucked on it. Basking in the afterglow of our first round like it was nothing. Oh, but it was something, baby. Just look at how fucking messy you are. That sloppy pussy deserves more. I slipped all the way in. Just savoring how you are wrapped around my cock, how you're breathless, that gasp without any breath in it, your mouth making that face, your eyes telling me a whole lot of information that I can't make sense of because all I'm thinking about is you. A little demanding right now. (Clears throat) I couldn't resist hanging out. You are just too good not to have an encore right now. I'm no paragon of patience, but you aren't either. Don't pretend you don't like sloppy seconds. That just wouldn't be factually true, would it? Would it, baby? Stop coming, don't stop coming. Oh, I can't stop. Fuck. That wise line, I could feel where my cock can reach inside you. Not even about the lewdness, fuck that. It's about the connection. So deep and heartfelt, I could never, ever feel this way any other way.
Then I see a baby. Baby bird. I love you. I love you so fucking much. So much. So much. So much. I'll never leave you, so you can't leave me either, okay? Or else no promises, I'd keep my mind in one piece. Definitely not my heart. Not without you being there now. That was more than I could ever want. But together in this messy, passionate exchange, body, in ways that I just love. I love you. I love you. God. You're mine, okay? You can never take that back, deny it, or anything like that. Because I said so. And if you have a problem, well, that's just too bad, isn't it? Should have paid attention to the fine print notes when you decided to date me. Fuck the fine print. I want you. I need you. Not tomorrow, not in the week, not in the year, not in 100 years.